It's a bliss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we start a new Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim, so much to do. And as we do every single week, we ask a couple of questions. And then, hopefully, we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. Whenever we start a new Sefer, we always have to ask the question of, what is this Sefer about? And we know that Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah. It's a six-week speech of Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael before they go into Eretz Yisrael. And there's a fascinating Ramban. The Ramban, as we all know, lived in 1194 to 1270. And the Ramban says amazing. It says right in the beginning of the Parsha, Eila hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'iber ha-yardin, ba-midbar ba-rava mul suf ben paran u ben tofel ve-lavan ve-chatzeros ve-dizahal. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all of Klal Yisrael across the Yardin, in the wilderness, in the plain, and all these different things which we'll talk about. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says something fascinating. When was this Nevuah? When was Moshe Rabbeinu given this prophecy? Did it happen at right before Klal Yisrael, or right before they went into Eretz Yisrael? Or did it happen in the year first or second year? Comes along the Ramban. The Ramban says that, you know when Moshe Rabbeinu was given this prophecy? In year 1 and 2 of the 40 years. How does the Ramban know that? Because if you look in all of Sefer Devarim, you don't find anywhere that it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu a specific command. This was given all the way in the beginning. So, ask the Ramban. So, first of all, there are new mitzvos in Devarim. What's that all about? Says the Ramban, no, that's just an elaboration. It's giving us different emphasis of different things, preparing them for Eretz Yisrael. But that all happened in year 1. Comes along the Heliger Radvaz. Rav David ben Solomon ibn Zimri, Radvaz, Reish Dalet Vav Zion, who lived in 1479 to 1573, lived a very long life. He wrote so many tshuvas. He was a chief rabbi of Egypt. And he wrote so many tshuvas, over 3,000. And in tshuva 2,143, the Radvaz says that you, Ramban, are wrong. There's no way that the Nevuah was given. Why? Because we know that if a Navi is given a Nevuah and he doesn't give it right away, he is over an Isser of not giving over the Nevuah. First of all, then says the Radvaz that, why did Moshe Rabbeinu give it to them? And furthermore, we see in Bamidbar, in different places, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them over things even though they weren't going right into Eretz Yisrael. So comes along the Radvaz and says, you know when Moshe Rabbeinu gave over this Nevuah? In year 40. Unbelievable. Major Machlokas Rishonim. Radvaz was a very early Achron. Ramban says again, year 1 and 2 this Nevuah was given. And the Radvaz disagrees. We know that the Vilna Gaon was the great Vilna Gaon. He lived in 720 to 797. And the great Vilna Gaon was asked a question from the Dubna Maggid. And the Dubna Maggid said, I don't get it. Why is Sefer Dvarim, is it different than all the other Svarim? There's a Gemara in Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when there's brachos and klalos in Sefer Vayikra, so we say that you're not allowed to be mafsik. The Baal Kor is not only allowed to be mafsik. However, in Parshas Kisavo, when there's also brachos and klalos, you are allowed to be mafsik. And the Gemara says, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu mipi atzmo. So the Dumna Magi came to the Vilna Gaon. He says, no, what's the pshat? What does that mean? So the Vilna Gaon says, you know what the pshat is? Is that because this Nevuah is a different Nevuah than Shemos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. Shemos, because Moshe Rabbeinu was only born in Shemos. Nah, Bereish is also Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah. But that Nevuah was coming straight from the Ribono Shel. When Moshe Rabbeinu, this whole story, the six-week speech, says the great Vilna Gaon, it's coming from the piatsmo. It was a different type of nevuah. And it was a sum up. Rashi tells us right in the beginning. We're going to get to questions. Let's give me a little akdumi. Rashi says, unbelievable. Eila hadvarim lefi shehin divrei toichachos. These were words of rebuke. Umana koa makomos. And then Rashi says, v'skirin beremez. And he mentioned them through a hint. V'mei kvodin shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had such a love for Klal Yisrael. And he knew. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly. And he wasn't able to go. But he was preparing. He did it as a loving father. And he showed them, wow. Look, you have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how unique you are. But he was giving them Musar to prepare them. So that's all Sefer Dvarim. The Ksav HaKabbalah breaks it down. He says the first four Prakim represents going through the Jewish history. Then, from Perek Hay to Pasuk Chav Zayin, Pasuk Ches, it starts off with the word Vayikra. That represents the idea of the mitzvos. As the Midrashim say, that Vayikra is Guf HaTorah, all the mitzvos in Vayikra. And then from Chav Zayin Tes is the Brachos and the Klolos. That first Pasuk is Vayidaber, Bamidbar. So it says Ksav HaKabbalah. All of Sefer Devarim, even though the Ramban says there are new mitzvos, and that's to prepare them for getting to Eretz Yisrael, the Radva says that this Nevuah happened in the 40th year. So now, we have a couple questions. There's a lot of things going on in the Torah, but what's going on? So right in the first Pasuk, it says something very interesting. It's going through the history, and it says, Uben Paran Uben Tofel, V'Lavan V'Chatzeros V'Dizahav. So Rashi just alluded that Ben Paran is reference to the Paran, the Chet HaMeraglim. And then it says Uben HaTofel. Rashi says that it means Ben HaTofel, Tofel V'Lavan. That is referring to when they complained about the Mon. Comes along a Hela Kliyakar, and the Kliyakar says that's not true. Ben Tofel V'Lavan, that Paran is the Meraglim, and Lavan the Tofel is representing the Chet Ha'egel, Tiflus, Avodah Zarah. Last year we spoke an amazing Kliyokar. You can listen to this year, free of charge, that we spoke about an amazing Kliyokar. He says that even the first Beis HaMikdash, even though the Gemara tells us in Yuma, on Daf Pes, that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Gibel Averos, Gili Arayas, immoral acts, Shfichas Dam, and killing so on, and Avodah Zarah, he throws in a little line. He says, and the Nesim were fighting with each other. Maybe we'll talk about it. Remember, I say maybe we're not. But what do you mean? The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of hatred, which we all know. So, okay, well, it's a pshat. But comes along a Gevaldik Kasha. Because if you look a little further in the Pasuk, it says, V'chatzeros v'di zahav. And the way Rashi understands it, V'chatzeros, says Rashi, is the machlokas of Korach Vadoso. And Dizahav is, he rebuked them about the Chet HaEgel, Dizahav, the gold. So the question number one, we'll say. Why is the Korach came after the Chet HaEgel? How come in this order it says that it's Korach, V'chatzeros V'Dizahav? It doesn't make sense. Question one. Question two. Then we go into the detail. And again, we're going through, Moshe Rabbeinu is going through the history. And in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis, we're talking about the terrible sin, which Bez Hashem, we're not going to have a Tisha B'Av, but we're in the 9 days now, and we're getting closer to it. As the Gemara tells us in Tainis, and Daf Chof Tes, that we have Bechiel Doros, we were crying for generations, because we all know on Tisha B'Av was the Chet HaMeraglim, the Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. And the Torah goes and talks about the story of the Chet HaMeraglim. And the Torah, Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, the Torah says like this, Vatikrena Eli Kolchem, Vatomarna Nishlacha Anashim, let's send men, Lifaneinu V'yichaber Lanu, and we should spy out the land, different language, spoken about before, V'yichapru or V'yituru, V'yashuvo Sanu Davar Et HaDerech Asher Nalebo. Says Rashi, unbelievable, in Pasuk Chof Beis, Rashi says, "V'tikrunu elai kolchem berbuvya." You came in so you were in rabble. You were so confused. You didn't know what to do. You were just running around. And Rashi says, "O tokrivo haisa hogenes yiladim mechabdim et hazakenim." Usually, young children honor the elders. But here, over here, v'torna lekuchem, berbuvyo, in confusion, yiladim doch v'net ha-zakenim, the young were pushing the elders, v'zakenim doch v'net ha-roshim, and v'zakenim were pushing the heads. That's what you're going to tell me, there's a start in the Meraglim, that people were cutting each other in line? No one likes to be cut, you know what I'm saying? You get cut off in the car, you don't like to be cut off, or you get caught from line, like, hey, it's my turn, what are you doing? That was the start of the Meraglim? What's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that they were pushing each other and they were shoving and then it says, the next passage says, Vayita b'nei adavar. Bekach, and then Rashi says, what does it mean be'etach b'nei adavar? It was good in my eyes. Rashi says, in Moshe's eyes, but not Hashem. Moshe was trying to be a salesman, trying to say, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. But really, he wanted them to just trust that everything Hashem's going to run, is going to run the world, is going to be okay. And they messed up. So what is Rashi talking about? What is this Rashi saying? Question 2. Question 3. Oh, a lot of time in the questions. We got to go right there. At the end of the parasha, Perek Gimel, we know we're talking about all the traveling and what we did. And then it says that don't be afraid. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Al Tira Oso. It's talking about Og Melech Bashan. Don't be afraid, says Rashi. Why should you not be afraid? Ela misyare haya Moshe. Moshe was very afraid. Shelo tamalo zechush shimesh la'avraham. Og. When we were little children, we learned about Og. And Og went to Avraham. And he said, Avraham, you got to go save your nephew Lot. And really, he wanted to take Sarah. So says Rashi, don't, according to Medrash, don't be afraid. Hashem says to Moshe, don't be afraid. Even though Og did such a great thing. But folks, Og didn't have good intention. He wanted to marry Sarah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader that ever lived, should be afraid of Og. I mean, Og lived many years. Every message is about Og. We learn as little kids about Og, the big guy. Gemara Brachos talks about Og. And Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. He flew up and he killed him. But Moshe Rabbeinu should be scared of Og? Question 3. Question 4. Okay. Haftorah. Chazon Yishayahu. Yishayahu, Perek Aleph, tells us amazing. The Chazon Yishayahu ben Amotz. I remember when I was in high school, I had to memorize the first 11 psukim. I was annoyed about it, but now I know this psukim by heart. And he's telling Klal Yisrael, you messed up. You rebelled. Shimu Shamayim Ve'ezino Oretz. Behem Pishubi. You rebelled against Hashem. And then he quotes in Pasuk Gimel, Yadash Shor Koronehu. An ox knows his owner, v'chamor evotz ba'alav, and a donkey his master. He knows. What's that talking about? And then the pasuk says in pasuk Yud Gimel that you messed up, Klal Yisrael. You went against Hashem, and you're not allowed to bring lo tosifu hevi mincha shav ketores. You're not allowed to bring the karbonas of a ketores and a mincha. Ask the great Meshech Chochma, the Meir Simcha Midvinsk. The great, great Meshech Chochma. Right? 1843 to 1926. From Divinsk. Why specifically these two carbons? Okay, so again, we have a lot of questions. It's late, but we have to do a little intro. We're a new safer, safer devour. When is it? When you're on the bus. You're on the bus. When you're in the car, you're talking to someone. When did the Nivuah happen? Gavaldik. But again, a couple of questions. First question, make sure we have it clear. Hakeman says, Chatseros v'dizahav. That the rebellion of Korach, happened after Chet HaEgel. Why does the pasuk, according to Rashi, the allusion, why is it out of order? Question 2, the sin of the Meraglim, there are a lot of sins of the Meraglim. What was this whole idea of Erbuvio, that they were confused, and the old men and pushing the heads, and the young kids were pushing the older people? What's that all about? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu scared of Og? He's a Rasha. Yeah, he lived many, many years. Very nice. He did that one special thing for Avram. What was so special about it? Oh, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have to be scared? And lastly, this Haftorah Chazon Yishayahu. Why specifically as Meshech Chochma do we say that you can't bring a Mincha and you can't bring a Ketores? What's it all about? So again, then it's Siv and it's Emek Davai, the great Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin. Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin says that we can learn so much from Devarim. right? It could light up. He says a lashon that when you learn Devarim, it could light up your life. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musar and telling over Klal Yisrael, they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and I want you to be successful, and we're still around today. And he writes that Yoshua would also read Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's six-week speech. And we know that the Gemara in Erchin tells us in Tazayim of Beis, or Elazar ben Azariah says, that it's very hard to give rebuke. But if you know that it's coming from a good place, and you know that it's out of love, Moshe Rabbeinu was all out of love. He just loved Klal Yisrael being the greatest leader, doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him over, fulfilling his mission. And Moshe Rabbeinu was just preparing Klal Yisrael, preparing them. Now, what happened over here? Why is the sin of Korach mentioned before Chetah Ego? So again, a lot of Perushim talk about it. They give a lot of different answers. Meshech Chochma gives his own answer. So we'll give a couple answers. One answer is that, you know, Chetah Egel, it's not so clear if it was Avodah Zarah or not. Machlokes is Rishonim if it was Avodah Zarah or not. But they could have said, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu is such a great leader. We were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. We want him to come back, and he didn't come back, and we got so nervous. But then what happened with Korach? 250 great people. Korach was a great person. Took on Moshe. So you got to be a little more consistent with what you're saying. You're telling me that it's because of Moshe, that you love Moshe, but how come you took Moshe up? Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to tell Hashem, listen, Cheta Egel, they didn't really mean it. When we got that Seres HaDibros, and Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing on the Luchos, it said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Anochi Hashem, Kaiso thought you were only talking to me. They didn't realize. So we answer back to that, yeah. But by Parshas Korach, we know that Kulam Kedoshim, we're all holy. Rashi brings down from the Medrash. And what do you mean? We all heard at Har Sinai that you have to believe in Hashem. We all have this Kedusha. So right again, the same type of answer. That, what do you mean? You're going to tell me that it was only Moshe that was Anochi? It was everyone. So you can't use that as an excuse. The Shemesh Chochma gives another beautiful idea. And we're going to build on this idea, try to put it together with some of the other Mefarshim that we spoke about, some of the other questions. Shemesh Chochma says, is that Hashem says, listen, Cheta Egel was very bad and you went against me. And that's bad. But I'm going to give you a kapara, what Rabbeinu said, just please give them, be merciful with them, just forgive them. And I did. But you know what Parshas Korach was about? Is that you brought fighting into Klal Yisrael, my nation. You lacked the achdus. That's what caused it. Hashem says, V'chatzeros v'dizahav. Egel's terrible. But it was the chatzeros. When you sin with Parshas Korach, and you show that you're not all together, that's what caused the problem. What's the pshat? Chet HaMeraglim, we've spoken so much about, and you're going to hear so much Torah about Chet HaMeraglim on Tisha B'Av. God willing, it won't be a Tisha B'Av this year. But a new idea. What was the sin of Chet HaMeraglim? What happened here? Why was it Erbuvia? They were so nervous. What was it all about? So comes along the great Netziv in the Emek Davar, and he says something amazing. He says that when you start something fresh and you start something new, you better put your best foot forward. You better start it off with Kedusha. You better start it off good. When Klal Yisrael was Berbuvia and they were pushing each other, they started it off bad. So right away we knew that there wasn't good motives here. They weren't going for good reasons. They were doing it for themselves. They were pushing each other. They weren't coming together. Similar to what we were just saying, weren't coming together as a group. They didn't have good motives. Because when you start things, you got to start it right. Rav Yosef Engel, one of the great Achronim, asked a very famous question. We know the Gemara tells in Tzachim, I think Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, about the idea of Tumah Hutshbet Tzibor. If a whole nation is Tameh, you're still allowed to offer a carbon. So ask the great Pnei Yoshua in Shabbos, Chaf Gimel, how come Klal Yisrael, when they got the Chanukah, they didn't just offer the Neros, Tumah Hutra, even though they were all Tameh, they're all able to do it. comes along, reveals an angle based on what we're saying now, is that when you start something, you do it the best way you can, right? Whenever you go on an interview, first interview, you better be prepared. When first day, although sometimes it's hard, you better start it off good. Says in its sib, when Klal Yisrael didn't start it off good, we knew there were problems. Another answer, the fact that when someone is berbuvya, when someone is so all over the place and he's so nervous, you lack the bitachon in Hashem. You didn't believe in Hashem. You didn't trust in the Rabbonu Shalom. He's done so much for you. He's taken you out of Mitzrayim and gave you the Torah. And all of a sudden, he says he's going to bring you out of Israel and you start doubting him. Berbuvya, you're all nervous. Trust in Hashem. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said it was a good idea, because he's like, oh, you could do your ishtadlus. The Ramban even says what you've spoken about. And maybe it was okay. They were scouting out the land, but then they took it too far. Because sometimes even when you do your own ishtadlus, when you take matters into your own hands, and you say, maybe it is me, there's a problem. So that shows that when you do things, beginning, you have to start them off. But it showed the lack of bitachon Hashem. It showed that they were pushing each other. They didn't believe in the unity amongst each other. Why Og? What was the zchus of Og? Og? He was a Rasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi ever. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he nervous? What was it all about? Says Rav Nevinsal, beautiful idea, that we see that by Og, Og did an action, and he even had bad intent for the action. He wanted to go marry Sarah, but still he did a good action. He told Avram about Lot. A couple weeks ago, my uncle, Gedalia, called me up and he says, if a person does a good thing, but he doesn't really have good kavanas for it, is he Yosef? Yes, according to this, in this medrash. He got the mitzvah. As long as, maybe it's Cesar Nevinsal. So when a person wants to do a mitzvah, how much more? Wow, the schar that a person's going to get. When a person wants to go out of his way and do something nice for someone, wow, you know, there's a medrash. The medrash says that Og came to Avram and said, Avram, you are going to have such beautiful children. And he complimented Avram. Says the medrash, because Og, this Og, gave one compliment to Avram, he was able to live for generations, and he's still in life in Dvarim. He's still here from Avram's time. That's a long time. Why? Because he gave one compliment. If we want to create Achdus, we want to create unity, which we talk a lot about Shalom and Achdus. If we want to create Achdus, why don't we give real compliments? One compliment to one person, a real compliment. Again, if you hate or don't like a person, you gotta be nice to everyone. My mother always says, according to my grandfather, you gotta be nice. Okay? You know, maybe you don't have to like everyone, but you gotta be nice. But imagine you can get past yourself and just give a real compliment. You know, by the only thing you know, you remember the whole shiur, obviously. I remember once hearing in a shiur, the only thing I remember from that shiur, I'm not gonna say who it was, but he quoted Oprah Winfrey, right? Oprah. Ah. So Oprah Winfrey, very famous, wealthy lady, and she said that she has interviewed everyone, presidents, the whole nine yards, most famous people in the whole world. And after every single time, they ask her, how did I do? These are the most important, the wealthiest people in the world. How did I do? Because everyone needs confidence. Everyone needs compliments. What words could do, this is how we could fix up the Achdus. The Achdus. As the Meshech Chochma said, that it was the Kairach that lacked the unity. That's why it was before Chet HaEgel, to show that you destroy my Jewish nation because the Achdus was lacking. Yada Shor Konenehu. Chazon Yishayahu. We've been reading all these different Haftarahs. After Tisha B'Av, we're going to be reading about Nachamu. We're reading all about these different Haftarahs. Chazon, to see. What does it mean, Yada Shor Konenehu? Whenever there's a kinyan, we know the Gemara tells us, Mishnah in Kedushin, that base, Isha and Niknes, a woman is acquired. What does it mean a woman's acquired? Is that there's a status change. There's something that changed here. Konesha Mayim Ba'aretz. Hashem created the world there's a status change. The whole world, he obviously was there from before, but now there's a status change. Yadashor Koneneyu says Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's brought down in Peya, that we know that there was a shore, there was an ox that was owned by a Jew, and then it was sold to a guy, and it was Shabbos, and the ox wouldn't do any work. He says, hey, I'm owned by a Jew, I don't do work on Shabbos. And the guy came to the Jew and says, Mekach Tos, he sold me an ox, it doesn't work. The Jew went and whispered something in the ox's ear and said, you're not owned by me anymore, and he started doing malacha on Shabbos. When the guy saw this, he was misguided. He couldn't believe it. And whenever you see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, in the Gemara, a Torta, sometimes Shin and Tuf, you could use them together. Torta is like, sure, Rabbi Yochanan is this great Tana because he saw this amazing thing. Yada shor koninehu. Even an animal knows his master. Even an animal says Yishayahu, even an animal knows his master. We need to know the master greater. Yadashor Koneneyu. We need to realize how much of the Ribbono Shel comes along the Meshech Chachma, and he answers up, why specifically did Yishayahu, when he was giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, giving them rebuke, again in a loving way, saying you could do it, we could get back. Why did he say that you can't bring the Ketores and you can't bring the Mincha? So the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Krisus that the Ketores represents all the spices, even the Chelbana. The Chelbana was a very, very foul smell. But when you put it together, it works together. Mincha, a carbon Mincha, the flower offering? What does a flower offering have to do with this? Why can't you bring it? So the Halacha is, if you look in the Gemara Menachos, only one person is allowed to bring a mincha, or it could be for the tzibur. For example, the shtei alechem, the carbon for shvuas, the mincha sa'omer after Pesach, the carbon omer is a mincha. That's for all of the tzibur. That could be brought. However, if you have a shutvas, if you have two people, so you can't bring the mincha together in either one or the whole nation. Comes along the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, beautiful. What we're saying right now is that, you know what Yishayahu is saying? You can't bring the Mincha and the Ketores. The only time that you're going to be able to bring them is if you have Achdus, if you come together. Mincha, unity, either one person or the whole Tzibur. That's what we're all about. Ketores, you have to all come together. That's what it's all about. The unity. And Klal Yisrael needs unity. Right, we're all part of, like, they give the example, a lot of different, I always say the example of the symphony, and the one person wasn't there, right, you know that story. And the conductor knew, what do you mean, it's because everyone's important, it's like a car, one little piece, and it won't work. Again, everyone has different roles, but if you don't have that one person, all of Klal Yisrael's together, it's unbelievable this week. As we all know, Corona's still going on, and we have to daven. You have to believe in the Ravona, be tachon, that everything's going to be okay. Amazing back and forth. The yeshivas are going to open, and they're not going to open. The seminary, so many people. They came to the great Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch, who was the Rosh Yeshiva Slobodka, an American from Chicago. He's one of the Gedolim in Bnei Brak. I had zechus when I was a bacher to go see him. When I was learning Rav Ilson's, the yeshiva had a connection to him. We used to go to him. And last year, I brought all the yeshiva mivaseres, such as Siat Nishmai. We got Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and we got a meeting with him. My father-in-law set up everything. Rabbi Schwartz set up everything. And in the last meeting, we weren't sure if we were going to get into Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch. And we got in, and he gave the Olam a 10-minute shmooze in English. Unbelievable. And we're going from Bnei Brak. And they came to him, and they said, should we push? What should we do? He said, there are certain yeshivas that are on our program called Masa. There, it looks like they're going to get in. Maybe not, maybe yes. But everyone wants to get in. Rav Hirsch said to them, if you create unity, if all the yeshivas learning Torah, it doesn't matter what sect, doesn't matter if you're Hasidish, doesn't matter if you're Baal Tshuva, doesn't matter if you're whatever you are, yeshivish, Hasidish, modern world, doesn't matter. You come together as a unit, you'll have Siyata Dishmaya. And they came, all the institutions came together as a unit. It's like we're saying now, the Achdus of all Klal Yisrael. And Bezer Hashem, we have to daven that everything should be good, but they passed it. They pass it, hopefully, God willing, the yeshivas, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, the seminaries, are going to open up because of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And that's what's going on here. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over his speech, and he's telling Klal Yisrael, you need the Achdus. If you don't have the Achdus, it's not going to work. So that's why. That's why it says, Chatseiros v'dizahav. You know what you messed up? You messed up because you had a Korach. Before the Egel, Hashem says, I could, for my covenant, I'm okay. But once all of Klal Yisrael, and we also saw that major Yesod, that major idea, that they're buvyo, when you start something fresh, put your best foot forward. And not only that, have to be tachon in Hashem. And Og did one little compliment, he did one little thing. And look, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be scared. When we do so many mitzvos, one compliment, one person a day, a real compliment. What you could do, what you could change, the world you could change. You could brighten up someone's day, someone's life. And as we said, this Meshech Chochma, and as long as we all get together, Bezer Hashem, we're not going to have a Tisha B'Av. We're going to bring in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Devarim, Sefer Devarim, and we're going to realize that the Rabbono Shalom is part of our lives. He loves us. We're going to continue learning His Torah, doing His mitzvos, doing His chesed, and Bezer Hashem, we're not going to have a Tisha B'Av. Next week is not going to be Tisha B'Av. We're going to be misaking the world. Bring the Beis HaMikdash back. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.